everyone, and welcome back to this week's episode of The Entrepreneur Experiment with me, Gary Fox. I suppose it's an Idea Lab slash diary style this week as I react to last week's episode, which got massive feedback. So thank you. Thank you to everyone who sent me a message. Thank you to everyone who listened. And it seemed to have struck a chord with a lot of you. So I'll talk a little bit about that now this morning and just kind of discuss what I felt, where I am now, and what's going to happen. So I've kind of titled it The Power of Honesty, because I think that's probably what it was in essence. I was just completely frank and honest. A lot of people messaged me and just said it was very raw. And I guess it was. It was just me being very brutally honest. And it's actually interesting when you're chatting to a microphone. I've said this numerous times in the podcast before. I never picture anyone listening. I'm either talking so directly to the person that's on the other side of the screen or the room from me. I never actually picture the final product. I never picture someone sitting at home or in their car or for a walk listening. It's always such an intimate process. It's just me talking to essentially you, which I imagine is one other person or the person who's there with me. So it's surprisingly nice to do. So it's possibly that allows, I think it's the format that allows such honesty. But anyway, I digress. So thank you to everyone who sent me a message. I got a massive amount of messages from people and they were overwhelmingly positive. And what they overwhelmingly were as well is that people were saying, yes, that's exactly how I feel. I haven't talked about it with anyone, but that's exactly how I feel. I feel like that. I feel pressured. I feel trapped. I feel scared. And I feel like it's out of control. And I think it's the old cliche of a problem shared is a problem halved. Just having someone to talk about it, I think, or even hearing someone talk about it is very powerful. I think a lot of people feel like they have a relationship with me. If they listen to me every week, they feel like they have a direct kind of friendship and relationship. And I think having that said seemed to have had a help for a few people. So I hope it has. I felt incredibly uncomfortable doing the podcast last week. Not at the time, but the next day and the day after that. And even the day after that, I felt almost physically sick having it out there. And it was only as the week went on that I was like, all right, it's fine. It's okay. It's there. And, you know, we move on now. It almost felt cathartic to have it out there. So I would encourage you, if you are having similar tough times, to go and talk to someone, a friend or a colleague or a family member or whoever. Just have a chat, because I'll talk about this later. It's the benefit of sharing it. So why did I feel so uncomfortable? Because we all seek comfort. We all want to feel comfortable. It's pre-programmed into us from generations ago that we want to seek comfort and to avoid danger and avoid weakness. You know, you don't want to be the weak member of the tribe or you just get kicked out and left behind. So I think we generally try avoid that. And we project an image. And I was doing it. I think everyone does it. It's not just me. And a really good friend of mine messaged me. He's like, oh, geez, I had no idea that A, the business was going like that, or B, you were going like that. You know, you just project such a happy image. And I think it's good and bad, as in, like, I do project a happy image. I do kind of get on with my life. But it's also bad for people, because on social media, you're not going to be like, oh my God, today was such a tough day. So you do need some sort of avenue to explore what you're doing. You need to have some sort of avenue, a forum to kind of openly talk with your mates. And it's very difficult at the minute because you don't have that. It's been taken away, or, you know, purely from a physical nature, you can't just meet up with your mates and have a chat. And I think that's the power of that is very important. It might have been just playing a game of golf or having a coffee or having a pint or having a bit of lunch or whatever it was. So I think you need to replicate that. I don't know if Zoom does that accurately, but that's what I'm going to do. So going forward, I'm just going to do that a lot more. I've done that with small entrepreneur groups myself. And it's hugely important. And I think it's only now that I realize how important that has been for me in the past. That regular, we used to do about once a month, once every 2 months, that small group of just people being frankly honest, and just that feeling of I'm not alone, that feeling of, oh, I feel like that too. And it's incredible what that does, just removing that feeling of it's not just me. Oh, geez, I thought I was the only person with that problem. And it just, it's bizarre how helpful that can be. A really experienced entrepreneur messaged me and they said, oh, I was having these terrible doubts and these terrible fears. And this is a very experienced entrepreneur. And I just chatted about it with my business partner and they were feeling the exact same thing. And like the power of that is huge. And from that moment, it lifted off. The pressure lifted off. And the next day was 10 times better because they both knew where they stood and they both knew that it just wasn't them and they could make a plan to deal with it. So I would encourage anyone who's feeling like that and everyone who did message me to go and find that avenue for yourself of where can you talk to people honestly and get that support, because I think doing it on your own just it's possible, but it's damn tough and it's going to take you a bloody long time to get there. So that's what I'm going to do. We already have the Entrepreneur Experiment community, which has been incredible. It's been all online at the minute, obviously, but the very second COVID lifts and people are allowed to meet up again, I'm putting together a big meetup for everyone to come together and get everyone together for a day and just hash everything out, just go through everything that's happened for the last 12 months, the fallout of it, just the ramifications, and just build forward, because there's going to be a massive fallout from COVID. There really is. There's two different schools of thought. One is the roaring 20s are about to take off, which is like we're going to have this unbelievable outpouring of money and energy and positivity, and the next 5 to 10 years are going to be massive. And then there's the other side, which we won't go into because it's unbelievably negative, but who knows, might be somewhere in between. But I think having a community around you to help you do that. So I'm going to get everyone together, going to do small networking groups, going to do our kind of talks, going to do like small groups, work together and just figure out where they're going for the next 12 months and just figure that out, because it's the age of uncertainty really we live in. And the monster under the bed is so big because you can't see him. It's the uncertainty of not knowing what's happening, what will happen in 5 days, what will happen in 5 months, what will happen next year. And I think once that lifts, there will be opportunities for entrepreneurs to come out and go, right, I'm ready, let's do this. So that's kind of really what I want to talk about today. I'm just going to give you a quick update on where I am. I'm good. Thank you to everyone who messaged me. I'm really good. Last week was very helpful to do that podcast, and I've been working on things for the last month or so to kind of get things better and get things moving. And you know, I spoke about the counseling, I spoke about various things that I was doing, and then since last week, I've just been doing more of that. I've just been talking to people, just talking to my friends, my colleagues, people I respect, people that mentor me. And it's incredibly powerful, and it kind of is as simple as that. And also, it's funny how things just drop. Like a number of projects I've been working on just happened to line up. It was almost surreal. Last Monday, actually, I got 2 different phone calls for 2 different projects, and they were like, oh, would you like to do this? And I was like, yes, great. And then there was another project lined up as well. So, and then on the Tuesday, I got this massive order of parts, which I'd been waiting for near 3 months. They all dropped then on Tuesday morning. So it's funny. There are bigger things at work in the universe than ourselves. And it's funny how things just happen to drop when you kind of let go of the pressure and let go of the anxiety. Things just start to flow and you see things a little bit differently as well. I think doing the podcast helped me see things a little bit differently as well. So yeah. That's kind of everything I want to talk about today. It's a diary style again. We'll see where these go. We'll see what people want. We'll keep doing diary styles and we'll keep doing Idea Labs and we'll keep just sharing the journey. I think that's essentially what I'm going to be doing going forward, is sharing my journey, sharing where I am, what I'm doing, what's working, what's not working. And it's kind of day one. I said that to a friend of mine. It's kind of like day one for me again. It's the start of a whole new chapter. And I spoke about last week about, you know, closing a chapter can be very painful, but there's nothing really quite like the the turning of a new blank page and it's yet to be filled out, and you have the full potential to do whatever you want with it. So it's kind of the start of a new chapter. So tomorrow we start construction on phase two of my new project. So I'll take you along with me on that, and I'll update you next week. Have an incredible week. Reach out, talk to some people. Even if you're not feeling great yourself, someone else might be feeling worse. So reaching out and saying a hey to them might have a huge impact. And again, thank you to everyone who listened, and thank you to everyone who spent the time to send me incredible messages. I will see you back here on Thursday for the deep dive interview. Have a great week.